We had a chance to talk last week about what it is that we're celebrating. We had a chance to discuss this a couple of minutes ago, to speak to some of the kashas against. Now let's turn our attention to how to celebrate. Given that we recognize the incredible gift, of Medinas Yisrael, incredible gift of Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, that saved, there was a practical Yeshua for Klal Yisrael that enabled Talmud Torah to flourish, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, that as we discussed last week, began to undo the loss of Gavas Yisrael and Gavas Malchus Yisrael. Gemara Chagiga says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, been privately crying throughout the years of Galus for the loss of Jewish pride that the Churban caused, for the loss of the pride of the Jewish religion, and it made it seem as though we're not the Am HaNivchar as a result of the Churban. And those have been, Baruch Hashem, begun to be undone. For the incredible Nisim that we can open our eyes and see. And perhaps we see in this the mitzvah Hamadas HaMelech, and perhaps we see in this, as we began to talk about last week, and just a few minutes ago, not only a Yeshua, but the beginning of Geula, Aschalta de Geula, begin to see the Be'ita Achishana, begin to see the unfolding of the cakes. Then the question is, okay, Gemara says that it's a severe, severe chet with cosmic consequences to not sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu in response to Yeshua Gula. And Gemara says that the Chizkiyo HaMach was very, very, very deeply criticized for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Navi had told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you, despite the fact that Sancheriv, Malchus Ashur had already overrun the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, and now the empire of Ashur had come to Malchus Yehuda in the south, and ransacked almost all of Malchus Yehuda, including Lachish, the second to largest city in Eretz Yehuda at the time. Chizkiyahu HaMelech is in the capital city of Yerushalayim, and they're under siege. And Yishayahu tells him, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to save us. And Vayehi Hayom, they wake up the first morning of Pesach, according to Chazal, and they're saved. Miraculous Yeshua. And they didn't say Shira. The Gemara understands that was terribly taken to task for that. But Kadosh Baruch Hu say that the Davar Pashat. We were talking just the other week about the fact that we choose to build the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim around specifically the telling of the story in Chumash that appears in the context of Mikra Bikurim, Arami Ovid Avi, perhaps in part to highlight that connection. You recognize Yeshua Hashem, and then you have to say thank you for Yeshua Hashem. So the question is, if you're not of the opinion, if you don't follow the approach of the Sabim Rebbe, the other Hungarian Rabbanim, and of the Ulchanan Wasserman and of Aaron Kotler, that Hakamas HaMedina was a chet, you see it instead, that's one opinion, but if you instead accept the opinion of many Gedolei Yisrael then and now, and this is Matana Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how are we supposed to say thank you? So there's a wide, wide array of practices on Yom HaTzmaut, as you're all aware, from one extreme to the other extreme. And as we talked about the other day, sometimes these conversations become more heat than light, because sometimes, unlike Tefillin Chol HaMoed, which is just sort of straightforward, Machlokas, at least nowadays, it's just straightforward Machlokas, this often becomes a proxy for you know, who do you hold like? How Zionist are you? How anti-Zionist are you? Classic example of that is Halal. So you can say Halal with a bracha, without a bracha, Halal Shalem, Chatzi Halal. And many are of the opinion, if you don't want to be too Zionist, you better not say a bracha. Or others would say the same idea, but in reverse. If you're really a Zionist, you would say Halal Shalem with a bracha. If you're hedging your bets there with your no bracha and chatzi halal, that means you're not the real McCoy. You're not a real Zionist. That approach, either of those approaches, they're really the same, just coming from different perspectives, But that approach is sort of flattening Jewish practice into just like partisan politics. Like what you do is just like a way of showing what team you're on. Rachmana litzlan, this is not a question of team colors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a rich Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a halacha that's relevant to all generations. And we can look at a particular phenomenon, whether it's new or old, and figure out where it fits into the categories of halacha. So you'll come across people who do say haftarah and don't say haftarah, and blow shofar and sing Kabbalah Shabbos, or don't. Not on Shabbos, on Yom HaTzmaut. And do say hal and don't say hal, with a bracha and without a bracha, tachna, no tachna, lam natzeach, no lam natzeach, yihiratzon after laning or not, and so on and so forth. Slichas, kinnas, what should we do? So let's get started with hal. Right? So that's sort of the classic, within a certain framework, within a certain range of opinions, hal with a bracha, without a bracha, chatzia hal shalem, often becomes sort of this lightning rod, and the reactions are from some people so over the top, it's not really about hilchas hal. It's because they're not looking at it as the hilchas hal. This becomes a proxy for where you at. So Shechter is fond of pointing out that the machlok is about whether you say halal shalim with a bracha or chata'al without a bracha has nothing to do with how Zionist you are. It's really machlok is chasam sofer and nativ, both of whom, as you know, passed away decades before Hakamas HaMedina. What's it all about? Chasam sofer and nativ, they weren't talking about it, they lived before Medina Yisrael. It's really a machlok, it's a halachic machlok is about the rules of halal. Chasam sofer reads the Gemara in Brachas, as indicating that Hallel on Hanukkah is a din d'oraisa. What's that rooted in? So let's back up even more. The Gemara in Erechin talks about when do you say Hallel? When do you say Hallel? When do you not say Hallel? We don't say Hallel on Shabbos. We don't say Hallel. We do say Hallel on some yom, most yom tovim. When yes, when not? What are the rules? We don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't say Hallel on Purim. Hanukkah yes, Sukkot yes. Pesach, we only say Halosh on the first day. What are the rules? So the Gemara works on what the rules are. There's a Randi and the Pesachim, whom the Brisker Rav points to. Brisker Rav in his Sefer and Rambam, Hilchas Chanukah Paragimel, is the Rambam's parak about Hilchas Halal. So the Brisker Rav has a long, beautiful piece in Paragimel of Hilchas Chanukah. Brisker Rav spends a lot of time focused on the Ran. The Ran points out, you read the Gemara carefully, it sounds like there are two basic flavors of Halal. There's halal shel kriya and halal shel shira, which loosely speaking means there are two main mechayivim of halal. They can be halal mitam yom tov, and they can be halal zecher l'nes. Right? So you have halal of yom tov. The Gemara works on why you don't say halal all of Pesach. Maybe the simchas yom tov of Pesach just requires one halal. Simchas yom tov of Sukkot requires a new halal every day. There's no halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rambam explains, Rambam understands what the Gemara is saying is, the somber aspect of Yom HaDin sort of counterbalances the simcha, takes the edge off of the simcha. There is simcha, Rosh Hashanah Kippur writes, but not simcha yisera, not so much simcha that would mandate halal. And then you come to Chanukah and Purim. And I say, well, Chanukah is not Yom Tov, but we say halal. The Rosh says, oh, nes. A nes. And then the Gemara says, if you're saying halal because of nes, even though it's not Mikra Kodesh, so then it's not a moed, then how about Purim? Why don't we say Halal Purim? And the Gemara gives there in Erechin and in Megillah three answers to that question. Why is there Halal on Chanukah but not on Purim? The Gemara has three answers. Two of them are Zionistic answers. Two answers are that Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael. Purim happened in Chutz Laaretz. Or, the Gemara says, another Amora says, Chanukah resulted in Jewish sovereignty. As we were talking about the other day. Purim did not. Chanukah resulted in the first Jewish sovereignty since the days of King Yoshiyahu. Because up at the beginning of the Bayis Rishani period, they had been first part of the Persian Empire, then part of Alexander and the Seleucids, the Ivanim. So Chanukah resulted in Jewish sovereignty. Whereas the Gemara says, Purim, Akati Adil Achashverosh Hanan. We were saved, we were safe, we're no longer in danger, but we didn't achieve independence. We were still part of Achashverosh's Persian Empire. And then the Gemara has a third answer of Nachman, which the Rambam quotes, and the Miri understands is relevant to Halacha, that maybe there is a Halal, Taka is a Chiv Halal in Purim, but instead of the regular Halal, we say Megillas Esther is the Halal. And Miri, as a matter of fact, writes, I believe, think right, Jesse Horan showed this to me. Maybe you're right. If let's say you don't have a Megillah, if you don't have a Megillah, you don't know what Baal Peh, you can't be Mekayim Megillah, you can't even recite the Megillah, so then you talk, you should say Hal on Purim. Meaning said that's Nafkamina, and the Rambam Paskini like Rav Nachman. Be that as it may, the Gemara in Brachos Yudal also talks about Hal, and the Chasam Sofer understands that Hal on Chanukah is a din Doraisa. Gemara Tzachim talks about, like we were saying, about Chizkiyo and Oz Yashir, Hal in response to an ace. Chasam Sofer writes, Hal on Chanukah is Doraisa. Hal on ace is Doraisa. The Netziv disagrees vehemently, says he'll work through the Gemara and Brachas, it becomes clear that Netziv writes that Halal Chanukah is a din d'rabbana. Halal Chanukah is a din d'rabbana. Chasam Sofer understands that Halal Chanukah is d'raisa. Remember, Chanukah is d'rabbana. But once a story happened, the Chasam Sofer says, the din d'raisa of Halal kicks in. So how should you look at... And let one more piece of information. One more Gemara. A Gemara and Tanis. And then we'll, with these Gemaras under our belt, we can use them to look at the modern phenomenon of Yom HaTzimut. Gemara and Tanis talks about Rav coming to Bavel. Rav had been a Talmud, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Rav had been one of the star Talmidim of Yudah Hanasi. He gets smicha from Yudah Hanasi. And Rav and Shmuel head off on Shlichut. They were Tamir Yudanasi, they leave Eretz Yisrael on Shlichut to Bavel. And Rav comes to Bavel, they find incredible Amaratzas. Gemara in Chulin says, he shows up to a town called Tatlafush, and it's terrible. People are like, religious women are trading recipes, how much milk do you use for a quarter pound of meat? Rampant Amaratzas, rank Amaratzas. So the Gemara says that Rav had made takanas and started teaching, he made takanas and starting to raise the level of Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Bavel. Gemara Taina says, Rav walks into Shul, Rosh Chodesh, sounds like it was perhaps the first Rosh Chodesh after he came to Bavel, or at least after he came to this particular part of Bavel. And he sees, after Shmona Esrei, they start saying, Hal. He says, Amaratzim. Everyone knows, you know, you don't say Hal in Rosh Chodesh. He says, here they go again, more Amaratzas. But then the Gemara says, Kevin the Chazdik Hamadalag Dalugi, he saw that they were skipping, they were saying Chatzi Hal, said, oh, okay. In that case, it's okay. Minhag Avosehem Biyadehem. That's a minhag, that's fine. We see from that Gemara, that Hal Shal Chiyuv, you say Hal Shalim. Hal Rosh Chodesh is not a Chiyuv. It's not on the Gemara's list of the 18 days a year when you're Mechiyuv to say Hal, or as the Gemara puts it, when you're Gobern Behemoth Hal. 18 days a year in Eretz Yisrael, when you say complete Hal, Hal Shalim, when it's a Chiyuv. Rosh Chodesh is not on the list. The list is 8 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, 8 days of Chanukah, the first day of Pesach, and Shavuos. 18 days altogether. Chutzlars, you have a little bit more because of Sveika Diyom. So the Rosh Chodesh is not a Chiyuv, but it's a valid Minhag. There is an aspect of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh. So you can have a Minhag, it's a meaningful Minhag to say Hal on Rosh Chodesh, but if you're saying Hal Mita Minhag, it has to be Chatzi Hal. With all this in mind, from the Mekoros, from the Sugyos of Halel, and now you look at this new reality. So now we have Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us back to Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us back Memshalah. We saw the Magen Avraham, we talked a few minutes ago, the Magen Avraham, where I neglected to point out Magen Avraham is quoting the Beis Yosef. Magen Avraham and Taz both quote the Beis Yosef. Tavkuf Samach Aleph. Now we have Memshalah over Eretz Yisrael. So how should we go about, and there were Nisim. Nisim to rival those of the Al HaNisim of Chanukah. I would recommend, as an aside, I would recommend strongly spend the time from now until Yom Yerushalayim to pick up a history of some of those Nisim of 48, of 67. 6 Days of War is a sizable book, but it can transform the degree of Yor HaKaras Hashem. To see Yad Hashem time after time after time, the way that the Nevi'im describe it's going to happen. It's remarkable. So how do we respond to those Nisim? How do we respond to that Yeshua? Perhaps not only Yeshua, but Geula. So how are we supposed to respond? Well, in Machlok, it's Chasam Sofer, and then it's according to the Chasam Sofer, Halan Chanukah is Daraisa, meaning Halan and Nes is Daraisa. It's a Chiyuv. So then we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us once again, the remarkable Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it resulted in Jewish sovereignty. All the differences between Chanukah and Purim applied to Yom HaTzimut is on the side of Chanukah in that equation. So then the same way there's a Chiyuv Halal on Chanukah, according to the Chasam Sofer, there should be a Chiyuv Halal on Yom HaTzimut. According to the Tziv, the Halal on Chanukah is Rabbanah, meaning there's not an automatic Chiyuv to say Halal. The Gemara says, you were supposed to say Halal in response to Nes. Yes, that's B'Shas HaNes, not Zecher HaNes. B'Shas HaNes might be the right, so, but the Tziv says, Halal Zecher HaNes, a year later, maybe at the time of the Nes of Chanukah, when they won, they said that a Chiyuv Darais say Shira, like Az Yashir, like the original Az Yashir. But a year later, 5 years later, 1,000 years later, that's Halal Zecher L'Nes, which in the Tziv says, I disagree with the Chasam Sofer. Simply in the Gemara Brachas, Halal Zecher L'Nes is Dirabanan, meaning it's meaningful, but not obligatory unless it's a specific Takanas Chazal. So what should emerge is, according to the Chasam Sofer, Halal Asimuch ought to be Daraisa. It ought to be a real Chiyuv. According to Netziv, Halal Chanukah is Drabanu because there was a special takana. We have no Sanhedrin that was masakein a formal takana, even post Sanhedrin. Rambam writes in Akdamot Mishnah Torah that after the period of the Amoraim, no Beis Din has the power to make a takana for all of Klal Yisrael. The power to make global universal Din Drabanan ended with Chasim HaSad HaTalmud. That's the Rambam writes. So we're not going to have a formal Din Drabanan. It says not going to be a chiv to say Halal according to Netziv on Yom HaTzimut. It could be a meaningful minhag. Much as Rosh Chodesh is a meaningful minhag because it's along the lines of Yom Tov, though not a chiyuv. Here, if they're masakin it as a chiyuv drabanan on Chanukah, it means it could be a meaningful minhag, but not a chiyuv on Yom HaTzimut. So it comes out, Shri Machlokas Hungarians and Litvaks, Chasam Sofer and Netziv, whether Halal on Chanukah, Halal Yom HaTzimut is a chiyuv, or at best a meaningful minhag. Shechter points out that the Rav, who was tasked by the Rabbanut with the opportunity to put together protocols for what Yom HaTzimut should look like, was a Hungarian Rav. So he followed the Chasam Sofer. That was his Masorim Sak. In that case, it's the real Chiyuv Halal. She's going to be Halal Shalem and with a Bracha. Whereas Rav Kook was a Talmud of the Netziv. Rav Kook was one of the prime Talmudim of the Netziv in Volozhin. So there are many Zionists of the Litvisher vein who say, look, the Tziv says Halal Chanukah is Rabbanan, which means Halal Zecher L'Nes is not an automatic Chiyuv. If there was Takan Rabbanan, it's a Chiyuv. It's Rabbanan. If it's not Takan Rabbanan, it could be a meaningful minhag, but then you're only going to say Chatzi Halal. And should you say a Bracha or not? Should you say a Bracha or not? There's a Machlokas HaRishonim. It's not saying a Bracha is not because we're Masupik whether Yom HaTzimut is a good thing or not. And often we leave out Bracha because it's suffic whether you're chayiv. But here there's a different issue. There's a machlokas that we showed him. Do you say, when we said halal earlier this week, raise your hands if you said a bracha on the halal Rosh Chodesh. Raise your hands if you did not say bracha on the halal Rosh Chodesh. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Natan and the Rambam. Machlokas, Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch. The idea was that machlokas, Ashkenazim, and Sardim, do you say, and that's a beautiful brisker about that as well, the one piece in brisker of another's brachas, is about this machlokas Rishonim, do you say bracha on a minhag or not? Everyone agrees Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. Everyone agrees therefore you say chatzi halal. That's the Beferish Gemara and Tainus. Does that therefore also mean you don't say a bracha? Or you do say a bracha? The truth is that Gemara, that story of Rav, sounds like you do say a bracha, because otherwise you should have noticed, even before they start skipping, you should have noticed they didn't say a bracha. That I think Tom's riots. You see that you do make a bracha. Okay. But it's a larger machlokas of Tam and Rambam. Do you say brachas on minhagim and many types of minhagim? Specifically, halal shel minhag. So Ashkenazim are machmir, or maybe mekel, to say a bracha on halal shel Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so Ashkenazim, Asarim don't say a bracha even on a minhag, say halal that's 2,000 years old. Ashkenazim, we say a bracha on a minhag to say a 2,000 year old minhag of saying halal Rosh Chodesh. But the main posts already are a little more hesitant to apply the Ashkenazi shita even to a minig that's decades old, not centuries old. So that's the real background behind this issue. It doesn't mean that every single person's personal decision how they're going to say halal is driven by this. But if you're a Ben Torah, if you're an aspiring Lamdan, so you look at life and mitzvahs through the eyes, through halachic lenses. And this notion of seeing, glad to take questions after us on the way down, the notion of seeing Yom HaTzimut as in the same category as Hanukkah and Purim is very powerful. We don't have time now to explain that more. Rabbi Schechter has a series of three articles in Sefer Bikvei Atzoh, where he develops the notion of Haltu Degula as a halachic concept, and he points out that that's part of what's driving Hanukkah and Purim also. That's beyond the scope of our time right now. But suffice it to say that we've begun to see the Yom HaTzimut from in terms of halachic categories fits into the category of Hanukkah and Purim. And that already gives us an approach to other practices as well. But Soloveitchik is on record as being very uncomfortable with the ceremonialization of Judaism. Turning Judaism just into sort of ceremonies. Well, this is a nice ceremony, that's a nice ceremony. When they translate into Hebrew, ha-ceremonializatia shel ha-yahadut. Halacha has kiyumim. You're lamdanim, you appreciate halacha has real kiyumim. So, as we saw, the fact that it's not that the Netziv wasn't as pro-Hanukkah as the Chasam Sofer was. It's not that the Netziv held the Hanukkah only drabban because he wasn't really so into the Chashmonam. But Chasam Sofer, he was very pro-Chashmonam. No, that's absurd. It's halachic machlokas. Everyone's pro-Chashmonam. We're all pro-Hanukkah. We're all pro-Pesach, even though we don't say Kabbalah Shabbos the first night of Pesach, unless it happens to be Shabbos. The fact we don't say Kabbalah Shabbos is not because we're not so excited about Pesach. Kabbalah Shabbos is an expression of the Din of Kvod Shabbos in a way that doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Tikiya Shofar is the fact we don't blow Shofar on Purim or on Sukkot does not mean that we're not pro-Purim. We're anti-Sukkot, Chas V'Shalom. Shofar is a kiyum of Shofar Rosh Hashanah. There are particular menhagim in other situations. So when it's meaningful, when it's not, it's not. We don't say a haftarah on Chanukah and Purim. We don't say haftarah on Rosh Chodesh. We don't say a haftarah on Chol HaMoed. So the fact we don't say haftarah on Yom HaTzimut.
Rabbi and faculty, please head down to Gaon Den now. We will start Chagiga.
And that was a perfect segue into the final question, which is, how about having a Chagiga on Yom HaTzimut? So on the one hand, on the other hand. So on the one hand, Rabbi Schechter points out that against the opinion, let's say, of Rabbi Yehuda Cook, Rabbi Schechter argues that the minhagi aveil sosfira do not take a break on Yom HaTzimut. After all, the minhagi is a larger conversation about where aveil sosfira comes from, but for now, suffice to say that it's patterned after the aveil sosfira beis chodesh. It's patterned after the aveil of the 12 month of the lowest level of aveil that a child has the first 12 months after a parent passes away. And that avelus of not taking haircuts for a period of time and not going to a wedding or going to dance, music, and so forth. So those minhagim, those dinim, Yud Beis Chodesh does not take a break even on Yom Tov. Yom Tov does end Shiva. Yom Tov does not end Yud Beis Chodesh. Even Shalosh Regalim. So certainly, for the same reason that Rabbi Schechter is of the opinion, if you hold first Sfira, you should not listen to music during Chol Moed Pesach. It is Yom Tov. But the Simcha of Yom Tov never undoes the low level of Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh. So with the same argument, he would argue against taking a haircut l'kvod Yom HaTzimut. There are those who are in favor of that. However, the Chagiga is much the same as I was the Chagiga. He is a Chazus was married for a couple of years. As Rama writes in Hilchos Chanukah, just having a party on Chanukah is not Asuras Mitzvah. But the Shir Shvashbachos that converts it into being a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. They say if you get together, whether it's on Hei Iyar or Vav Iyar or Zayin Iyar or Dalet Iyar, whether it's a Nidcha or not, but to come together just to have a concert and a party, that's inappropriate during Sfira. But to have music at a Shavu Brachos during Sfira, let's say you got married right before Sfira, so that many don't, but strictly speaking, that's absolutely mutter. And to have music and dancing as an expression of real Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Nisim and the gifts and the unfolding of the beginnings of a process of Geula, that's a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, which would put aside the Minhag of Nihugei Aveilus during Sfira. So I will not practice any Kfiya Datit, but you are invited to join me downstairs to laugh and to cry and to dance in Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodat L'Sha'avar and Tefillah Al Lahaba.